Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR, on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
Oh, it's 3:30. You know what that means. Time for us, Chad, to hold up the headlines.
Hold them up.
And with those headlines, here's Becky Lynn.
And here's our top story. Some harrowing stories of survival as Hurricane Ian came ashore near Fort Myers, Florida yesterday. Thinking that storm would hit further north, Bruce Bimmel, who spent a decade in the Navy, woke up in a completely flooded bedroom. He tells ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z he escaped onto the roof of his home and was stranded for more than 5 hours with no clothing.
Did you have a life preserver on? Like, what were you...
I was as naked as the day I was born.
What had weakened a tropical storm Ian, now over the Atlantic again after crossing through Florida, has become a Category 1 hurricane again. It's expected to head north toward Georgia and the Carolinas. Meanwhile, members of the Phoenix Fire Department could be making their way to Florida. In response to the destruction from Ian, Arizona's Task Force 1 is one of FEMA's 28 urban search and rescue teams. And if called upon, a crew of about 50 will assist with search and rescue, hazmat response, and medical support.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
All right, so we got a guy who's naked on the top of his roof.
I like how they found the Florida man in Florida.
Right.
Well, you know, I saw the hurricane coming. I thought it was best I'd be naked.
But we're starting to hear those stories now. Yeah. We're starting to hear, okay, a guy is in his bed and water is in his bedroom. He's got to climb up to the roof. We just did a story a few minutes ago. There was a woman, a poor woman in her late 60s, had to zip tie her husband to a bed. Why? Because he couldn't move a muscle. He's ill. She had to zip tie him to a bed.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And so I just saw something. They're saying that maybe this could be the most deadliest hurricane in Florida history.
Yeah, because, you know, and they don't know. I heard one sheriff say, oh, it's well into the hundreds of deaths just here.
Oh, gosh. Because I know they've only reported 14.
14 or 15, I think.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
You know.
This is,
but
just
remember,
so
they
sad.
Said there was 40,000 with Katrina, and then when all was said and done, it ended up being like 500 or so, 600. It was still bad, but yeah, it wasn't 40,000.
All right, we're holding up the headlines.
The state's top lawyer is seeking the governor's help to resolve the abortion law confusion.
In the letter, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is asking Governor Doug Ducey to call for a special legislative session to provide clarity over which abortion law is in effect, the 15-week ban or the pre-statehood near-total ban. Governor Ducey was previously asked about this on the Mike Broomhead Show.
There's going to be a challenge, whether it's the 1901 law or the law that I signed in this past session, and I'm going to leave that up to the courts.
The governor's office confirms to KTAR it received the letter from Brnovich and is reviewing it. Grizel DeSatino, KTAR News.
Here's what I want to know. We weren't a state. Hell, we weren't even a territory in one of these things, I think. A very little bit of it. Some of it's New Mexico. Why aren't we going back to laws, you know, all the time from these days? I mean, shouldn't this count as we're a state now and this is it?
Yeah. In 1854, that's the year we're using? Is 1854? This is what we're going back to. We're going back to something that was used in 1854. Well, we were not a state. So,
well, is there something else back there that maybe we could use in today's world?
Well, doesn't it make it unconstitutional then,
yeah,
if we weren't,
I mean,
a state?
We're not a state.
And by the way, Brnovich, what is the legislative session going to do? Don't you have to let the courts decide anyway?
Yeah.
So,
well, everything ends up in the courts. We already know that.
He's on borrowed time. And he just, you know, I don't know what he's thinking. But I'm probably with Ducey on that one. I'll let the courts figure it out, and hopefully they'll do it soon. Holding up the headlines.
KTAR Eyes on Education. Materials in your child's school may no longer contain sexual content under a new law that went into effect over the weekend. State Representative Jake Hoffman introduced this bill behind the new law.
We've gone to great lengths to make sure that even those that might contain what could be considered on a gray area, they can still be taught. They just need to have parents informed.
And he explains there are exceptions for certain materials, including those used for artistic and scientific value. But even then, parental consent is needed. Opponents question how this will be enforced and worry that it's going to add an extra burden on already stressed out teachers.
How about, you know, if you're a teacher and you're like, man, there's a lot of porn in this. Maybe I shouldn't teach it. That should be pretty simple. And when I was a kid, if we had to do sex ed and all this stuff, we had to get a parental consent anyways. I don't know what's in the libraries now except for Narcan. So,
this is actually true. We don't have rated R sections or rated X sections in our kids' library.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hope that there's none of those things, you know? Because if there is, then you need to take those out.
I bet you they didn't get rid of one book.
No.
You really think we got all these sex books that are in the library that are 6-year-olds are reading. That's a bunch of crap. That's not happening.
Yeah, if you go in the library at a kid's school and you're like, hey, the Karma Sutra's here, then maybe we need to have a discussion about something.
We're holding up the headlines.
Arizona is going to have the lowest flat tax rate in the country, 2.5%, starting in the 2023 tax year. Now, this flat tax plan was scheduled to be implemented in 2024, but it was moved up because the state's general fund surpassed the necessary threshold. According to the governor's office, this plan will cut income taxes by 13%, or about $340 for the average taxpayer.
I don't know about you, but I want to pay more taxes. I'm just kidding.
Nobody wants to pay more taxes.
I understand that you know, we need to pay teachers. We need to figure out our schools and all that stuff. And that does come from tax, you know, taxpayer money. But Arizona is like, you know, is like this. We enjoy low taxes. That's what we do here. That's what our governor has done. I think Ducey's done a pretty good job on that.
Again, like everything, whether it's why you put on so much weight? It's because you're probably eating too many calories. You know, why are we always in trouble and can't pay everybody? It's because we're spending too much on things that don't work and we don't need to do.
The money smarter.
There you go.
Yeah. Don't start raising taxes. We're holding up the headlines.
City of Tempe is gearing up to rename 2 streets and 3 parks. City manager Andrew Ching explains this comes after the city became aware the names were linked to the KKK.
Right now, we're asking for residents to submit new names to us. We have a web page dedicated to that, which is tempe.gov/forum.
Ching adds the city made the decision to rename these streets and the parks as a way to reject the hateful beliefs of the Klan. You can submit your name suggestion through October 17th.
They're just finding this out now, huh?
I guess.
Just recently, yeah.
Wow, I'm telling you, in a day when we check everything, I mean, you could drive down the street and you're like, it says Ocean Spring Street. We should check and see if it's bad. That's the, man, has two, I would change those names now.
I used to see a street, Robert E. Lee Street in North Phoenix. I think they changed that.
Mm-hmm, I think they did.
But here's the thing. Okay, go ahead. Change, you know, you can change some of these streets. What are you going to do about inflation in Phoenix? Is there anything that shouldn't you be talking about that a little bit
more? These are the things they think they can get done, and it makes everybody feel good. But again, inflation, nothing.
Which city in the United States leads with high inflation? I'm sorry, which one is it? It's Phoenix. Okay, it's not that we're just blaming the mayor there, but
If they change this, the inflation will come down.
All right, we're holding up the headlines.
New numbers show that it remains a great time to be looking for work.
No signs of weakness in the labor market despite high inflation and the economic slowdown. The number of new unemployment claims fell by 16,000 in the week that ended September 24th. The number from the week prior was revised down by 4,000 people in the Labor Department's report. And these numbers suggest that employers are hanging on to their workers. Right now, they're near 2 job openings for every unemployed person. Brian Clark, ABC News.
That'll probably change next year when the recession hits.
Yeah. And I just find that hard to believe. There's 2 job openings for every employee. And I read a statistic the other day that men, it's like the lowest level in history. We have like 7 million working age men who just aren't even looking for jobs.
What are they doing?
That living at home with mom and dad.
Yeah. Well, that's mom and dad's fault. Got to kick the kid out of the house.
Absolutely.
That's what I would do, right, Becky Lynn? That's what you would do.
Absolutely.
You'd kick that kid out.
I still don't understand that. That one just still is boggling my mind. I don't know how people are getting by.
Stop using my AC. Stop eating my food and go get a job.
That's what I would say.
Absolutely.
Go get a job, Junior. Holding up there. All right, that's holding up the headlines every day at 3:30. Becky Lynn reads the news. Gatos and Chad interrupt. React to the day's top stories with a little snark.